Okay, imagine you're a young woman on the street in China at night. A young man you've never seen before pulls up in an expensive Italian sports car and asks you to hop in. That is the setup for a hidden camera video that's been making the rounds in China this summer, and it has struck a nerve in the country's ongoing debate over materialism and values. NPR's Frank Langfitt explains.
Driving beneath street lamps, the man trolls for women in an $800,000 Lamborghini. He pulls up to one wearing a black skirt. Beautiful woman, he says. Are you alone? Is it convenient to go eat something together? Okay, she says, without missing a beat. He climbs in without asking a question. You got in my car, aren't you afraid I'm a bad guy, he says? You ought to be a good person, she answers. The driver asked if he were in a small Chinese-made car, would she have climbed in? No, she says, my legs are too long. In all, 5 of 7 women get into the Lamborghini. One offers her phone number unsolicited. Another invites him back to her apartment. Later, the same man makes the same offer from behind the wheel of a small SUV by Chery, a Chinese company. Not a single woman accepts. The video was shot in Beijing and created by Tudou, a giant video sharing site. It's been viewed more than 4 million times, according to web figures. But chat with young people here in Shanghai, and it seems at least half have watched it. Like Wang Xinyu, a recent high school grad who was out strolling with her boyfriend earlier this week.
This experiment really says one thing. Nowadays, when girls see men driving luxury cars, they will fall for them. They probably thought people driving luxury cars must be very rich. And who knows, maybe they can be with them and be happy for the rest of their lives. To put it bluntly, they are willing to sell their youth for money.
By climbing into that Lamborghini, the women seem to reinforce an established stereotype here, the gold digger chasing China's new rich as a shortcut to wealth.
This is too common in Shanghai, because I know people like this.
Sky Wu works for an Apple reseller here. He recalls that one of his 20-something co-workers became the mistress of a wealthy middle-aged man.
She looked pretty cute, and many customers asked for her number. One day, she quit the job. The man who took care of her was a public servant, working for a government agency.
Many Chinese blame the blind materialism of some young people here on the destruction of traditional values during the upheaval of the Mao era and the breakneck capitalism that followed. Ye Kuangzheng is a cultural critic based in Beijing.
The Chinese Communist Party emphasizes political education, but not the cultivation of a value system. China is still in a state where there's no foundation for a national philosophy.
Sean Zhou, who writes for a Formula One racing magazine, says the behavior in the video is not surprising, given the pace of change and China's income chasm.
I think this kind of psychology is there in every society, but maybe slightly more so in China than other areas. We are gaining wealth at tremendous speed, and some people are gaining more quickly than others. So I kind of understand it.
Emily Gao, though, says those Lamborghini-loving women don't represent most here in China. Gao, who works as a real estate agent, says she doesn't spend her time hunting for rich guys.
A normal girl like me, probably after dinner, I go home, I do some work, I watch some TV.
Would you get into a Lamborghini with a stranger?
No, I don't think so.
Because, she says, that's not the kind of life she wants to lead, and those aren't her values. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.